Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our show is going to focus on curing autoimmune diseases naturally, and we're going to answer the question, is it possible? And I know that already sounds strange because I've spoken to a lot of people before this podcast, and I asked them, you know, do you know that you can cure autoimmune diseases naturally? And a lot of people give me funny looks. They really don't believe this. So this is a really big reason why I did a podcast like this. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, you can visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Today, I want to introduce you to someone who's going to really help answer that question for you. Is it really possible to reverse autoimmune diseases naturally? Denise, I want to thank you so much for joining us today for these few minutes.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
I know you've got a book out called Curing Courtney. A lot of people may not have heard about it. It's really terrific. It's been out for about a year and a half. Tell us the story behind this book, please.
Absolutely. Well, I wrote Curing Courtney because I reversed my daughter's deadly disease, autoimmune hepatitis, via natural means. And let me explain. I am one of those traditional American women who've got three kids and a house and a home and the dog and at a job, and I'm very busy raising the children. And when my seven-year-old developed autoimmune hepatitis, I did what every American woman would do, is go to the doctor, listen to what he said, go to the best specialist in the area, and do everything that they tell you. We are brought up listening to the doctor, and the doctor is God. We take the drugs, and we're supposed to get better. Well, after 5 years on medical treatment, I was told by her specialists in New York City, the best of the best, the drugs aren't working, we'll have to give her stronger ones. And that's when I said, no, I have to find another way. And that's when I actually went on back on the internet in 2007, and I researched and found a couple of people who referred me to the different science and the different doctors and the different vitamins and nutraceuticals, and in 3 months, Jonathan, she was well, after 5 years on drug therapy failed.
It's amazing to a lot of people listening to this program. That's why I love putting this information out, but it's real. Just because it's foreign to so many people, you've got to understand that this is happening. Now, I know a lot of people out there listening, Denise, and they're going to say, okay, that's great, it helped your daughter, but since this book has come out, has it helped anyone else? And please, we will talk about what the protocol exactly is, but have there been other people helped with this protocol?
And thank you for asking. That is my favorite thing to talk about. First of all, the name of the book is Curing Courtney. I didn't actually cure her. It's in remission. But Curing Courtney, the book, has the different protocol in it and the diet that reversed it so that people can go there and then, you know, contact me and know that it's possible, and they can get the vitamins, and I tell them where to buy it. So since publication back in 2012, I have about 25 people that actually reversed their autoimmune hepatitis. About half of those people are children under the age of 18. Well, let's say 21. And when I tell you that as young as 2 years old to 21 years old, and half of those kids were told that they were going to have to go on the liver transplant list. And then they called me and they emailed me and I got them a doctor and we worked together, because people actually will then hire me as a health coach, because I will take them through each step and each vitamin protocol and what it's doing and how they really should be weaning, but they need to work with a doctor. They must find an MD or a DO, and I help them do that too. So, Jonathan, I've helped kids get off the transplant list.
And, you know, what's interesting about this, when you say, you know, the number is only 25, I just wish a program like this would get in the hands of hospital administrators. I really would. Not so that they hear this and recklessly go about just trying things out, but you know what? Reach out to someone like you who has the medical contacts and, you know, hopefully be open-minded enough to just check these things out. I've spoken to a lot of medical doctors over my 28-year career, and the ones who are really into natural health and living and support those ideas say one of the most dangerous things in the world for most of the medical doctors out there who are conventionally trained is to have not just an arrogance, but sort of a closed-mindedness to anything else other than what they were trained in, thinking that there's nothing else out there. And I really feel like, again, I'm not blaming those doctors, but when people who listen to this program, especially those new to it, wonder, why are we where we are today? I think it's that pervasive attitude of, well, hey, if the doctor feels that way and transfers that attitude towards not just thousands, but millions of people in the United States, and obviously tens of millions of people all around the world, then it must be true. And people tend to take that attitude and they spread it to their friends and family as well, when in reality, none of that is necessarily all there is when it comes to reversing any degenerative disease. Denise, I'd like for you to talk about exactly what is this triple antioxidant protocol.
Well, it's interesting because the triple antioxidant protocol is only part of the healing process. And when I tell you what it is, I want people to write it down now that they hear the podcast. But I also want people to then go get the book so that they can see which particular brand I tell them to buy. It's very important to get high quality, as you know. And it's got to be non-GMO. It's got to be high quality. And it has to be experienced by a doctor or several doctors, and they know that they agree with its efficacy. So you want to write this down. The triple antioxidant is alpha-lipoic acid, not alpha-lipoic R, alpha-lipoic acid. It's got to be from Germany or from Italy because it's got to be high quality. With that, you want to take silymarin, which is also called milk thistle. With that, you want to take selenium, which is also an anti-cancer. With that, you also need B-complex. That's triple antioxidant. Well, the B-complex goes with the alpha-lipoic. So alpha-lipoic, selenium, silymarin is the triple antioxidant. But there's also other vitamins that you need to take for building your body back up to to good health. And Jonathan, some people, like the little bitty children, actually can have it reversed with just fixing their diet. The standard American diet is replete with pesticides and chemicals and all the different processes that we put on in our foods. And children are not supposed to have wheat and dairy as little as they are, even though the American government tells you milk is good. Well, actually, it's causing a lot of illnesses. And when you'd put a child on, a newborn, on formula, there is so many impurities in formula that it's actually getting the children sick. In addition to that, you've got the vaccines that are harming the children's body even further because they have aluminum and they have mercury and they have aborted fetuses in them and monkey fetuses in them. So you really have to understand that it's everything you're putting into the body in addition to the antioxidant protocol, in addition to the extra vitamins, because there's some probiotics in there too. So this little two-year-old who I'm dealing with, the father, the doctor actually reversed the diet and the child's numbers got better. And we just said, well, you found the right doctor. So this is how I'm coaching the people. And it works. And it also works with adults. The adults are all thrilled to death. You know, they all want to be my best friend because I've actually given them their lives back. We find a doctor, we straighten out their diet, no wheat, no dairy, you've heard this before, organic food, please, no wheat, no dairy, please. And of course, I don't think I have to tell your audience that you should not be drinking soda or any of that fake sugar, which is in Gatorade and it's in certain iced teas, not all of them, and all the pesticides that are in them. So I think your audience is pretty knowledgeable there. But it will come back if you go off the diet. Or if you cheat a little bit, it might go up a little bit. So you just have to deal with this your whole life. You have to adjust, always adjust, always adjust. And yes, you have to eat properly your whole life. And yes, you got to stay on the vitamins your whole life.
So just to be clear about the autoimmune diseases we're talking about, Denise, we're talking about hepatitis, all types, you know, kind of go over that for a minute or two.
Yes, autoimmune hepatitis is what she had. I say had because I like to be positive about it. It's something that will recur if you have, you know, if you go out drinking, it's going to happen again. If you go off your diet seriously, it's going to happen again. Some people, if they just eat candy, they're so sensitive that it triggers their autoimmune hepatitis to come back. Some people can eat pizza once in a while and it won't. So everybody is different. So this helps hepatitis in many different forms. Autoimmune hepatitis 1, 2, and 3, hepatitis B and C. And by the way, many people have heard just recently that the biotechnology company Celgene just came out with Sovaldi, which is an amazing $85,000 drug that reverses, or they say it cures, hepatitis C. Well, if you have $85,000, great, you can try it. It will take you about a month and a half. And they're not quite sure if it's going to be long-lasting. They believe it will. And they're also not quite sure, Jonathan, if it's going to cause cancer in the future. And this is something that you really have to consider. So instead of spending $85,000 on something that can reverse it, why not try and adjust your diet and take a bunch of supplements and just have a healthier lifestyle, and you know that you're not going to get cancer from vitamins or changing your diet. So that, to me, that's more logical, and to me, that's just more holistic and smart.
I think that what you're bringing up is probably the way I would characterize it. The number one danger for someone that experiences, let's just say, for lack of a better word, a natural cure, that I think in the background, the mentality has to change. And what I'm describing is that when someone feels so much better from changing the way they eat or taking some supplements, you know, basically taking a break, let's put it bluntly, from what they were doing that was really hurting them, causing them so much harm, that what happens is it's so easy to relax, you know, because there is that mentality out there of there's something wrong with me, go to the doctor, let me go get this prescription for 7 days or 10 days. I don't have to think about much of anything else. And when I'm done with those 7 or 10 days and I feel better, thank you very much, doctor. Thank you very much for the protocol. Now I can go on with the rest of my life. And I understand, we all get it, those listening to this program, but there are a lot of people that are getting this program for the first time. They're sharing this with their family and their friends. And I know in my heart that those listening to these kinds of programs all the time, they want so much to help someone, but this is really the answer. The answer is to find what's best for you. And you know what? You may have to continue some form or another of a particular protocol to keep you healthy and feeling great all the time. But what would be more important than that?
Well, two things, Jonathan, I want to address that you just mentioned. One is that you really have to share the information. So I tell people, listen, go get my book so that you can understand and educate yourself, and then refer other people to me. Because maybe you don't have autoimmune hepatitis, maybe you don't have hepatitis C, but you heard of a friend whose mother had it, and she's really sick now, and she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't want to lose her mother. Or a girlfriend who just had a kid, and the poor 7-year-old has a very rare disease called autoimmune hepatitis. What is that? It's one person telling another. So I had a woman in Canada who's found me and heard me on your show, and she said, I told my daughter about you. The daughter has a son. The son is now getting better. There's so many people who tell each other about it. And I'm so excited that people are getting better. In only 1.5 years, 25 people are getting better. And there's more behind them. Because if we don't do anything now, here's the other thing. If we don't start changing the way we live, we eat, and we grow, and we bring up our children, we're going to have another epidemic like autism, and it's going to be called autoimmune hepatitis. So I'm telling you that this is not something that you catch. This is not a contagious disease. it's something that just develops. Sometimes it develops at 2 years old, sometimes 7, sometimes 15, sometimes 16, sometimes 40 years old. So you really need to spread the word. There are available, I mean, realistically, with some people, with some doctors, some NDs and DOs, they believe that we can reverse all autoimmune diseases with alternative methods if given the right amount of time for the body to heal. And of course, you got to find the right doctor to give you the right protocol. So I always suggest to people, find somebody good. I'll help you find them. The one person that I usually suggest on the West Coast is Dr. Bert Berkson, because he's the man that I found the science from. He has a fabulous following of people who have liver disease and other autoimmune diseases too. And then there's somebody on the East Coast, Dr. Alan Lieberman. So there are several doctors out there, and they're more and more and more growing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a growing community.
Denise, we're going to get into now a little bit more about the diet, because I know a lot of people are going to be curious. But first, let me just thank our sponsor again, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Denise, a lot of people, of course, are going to want to know a little bit more about the diet. Talk about what you did with Courtney, maybe a little story or two about some of the challenges that you were faced with. I know you already mentioned, you know, by all means, no wheat and no dairy, but go into it a little bit more if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And Jonathan, let me start out by thanking you for having this show, because I found your show after I published the book. The diet is a real simple diet if you think about it. I always say, imagine that you lived on a farm 200 years ago. What would you eat? You would not eat processed food or any of the fake sugars. You would not eat wheat and dairy as much. The dairy would be pure and it would be grass-fed and it would be raw, so it's a different kind of dairy. So no wheat, no dairy, and you'd live on the food on the farm and whatever you slaughtered. So organic food without the GMOs, so we're addressing the GMO issue, no genetically modified food. You want to have organic food with no wheat, no dairy, because those are the two elements that are usually that people are very allergic to, even though you don't realize that you're allergic to. And it triggers autoimmune diseases. The no GMOs, because you want to clean up your leaky gut. Almost all of us have leaky gut due to the pesticides and the GMOs that we've been eating and all the different 3,000 chemicals that we have in our air, water, and soil. So we have to clean up our stomach by having organic foods. I don't care which organic foods you eat, as long as they're whole foods. Eat your meats, that's fine. Make sure they're organic. You want a beef, you want a chicken, you want a turkey, make sure it's organic. I don't mind if you eat the bacon. Make sure it's organic. If you want to be vegan, that's fine too. Make sure it's organic. And then the body heals itself, because you're cleaning up the gut, you're allowing the intestinal walls to heal, and then the body can process all the foods and nutrients normally. You supplement your vitamins, because obviously all people who have autoimmune diseases are woefully malnourished, like kids in Biafra. They're just malnourished. You just don't realize it. You can't keep eating the standard American diet and think that you're not going to get sick later on. Of course you will. So when you do, go back to the old farmer's way of eating, which is not so much as grains, but a lot of protein, vegetables, fruits, and some grains, no wheat, no dairy, and none of the wheat type of foods at first. You have to get your body strong, and then you can slowly put back some of the different types of wheat, like your rye and your barley, but not at first.
Denise, I often say to people, and it's throughout all the programs, whether it's the Talk Hour show, which goes into so much more detail, I do that show once a week on Sunday, or these podcasts, you're going to always hear this theme running through all the programs. It's easy to attach today when we're talking about autoimmune disease, you know, give me that triple antioxidant protocol. Just tell me the things that I have to go out and buy and take, and my disease symptoms will just go away. But what you just spent time talking about for a few minutes is really so critical. And it's, again, often overlooked by so many people because, again, pervasively, they don't get this message from the medical doctors, the school, nurses, friends, or family around them. Look, even people who are into this all the time, natural health and natural living, I know because I get the emails every single day. They are, pardon the pun, starving for being around this environment more. They want to be able to speak to more people who understand the importance of avoiding the toxins. So it's cleaning out the home, the personal care products, the household cleaners. You know, we all shake our head and go, okay, I get it. But pervasively out there in mainstream society, it still hasn't taken hold enough because not enough people are talking to each other like this, or else obviously our whole society would be different. When someone is ill, they would go right back to saying, let me go into your kitchen. Let me look at your refrigerator. Let me look at your cupboards. Where did you go to dinner last night? What did you eat this past week? This is really, really important.
And you know that one of the reasons why I had a feeling that we would be able to reverse Courtney's disease is because back in the 80s, when it was very much in vogue, the macrobiotic diet was very in. And that was Michio Kushi, who started it, and Lino Stanchich, who is still doing it today in North Carolina. I believe it's South Carolina. He's still reversing diseases. He just healed another person's pancreatic cancer with the macrobiotic diet. You know, those people really focus on more food than supplements, although they do supplements.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Denise. It's so funny you're bringing this up. I don't know if we talked about this in the past or not, but you know I studied macrobiotics with Michio and Aveline Kushi. I studied with Lino. We went down to Florida. I spent time with Lino and Jane. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, this is an incredible small world that I studied with Michio and Aveline and Ed Esco. And
they're my heroes. They're the reason why Courtney's reversed her disease, because on those principles alone, I said, there's got to be an answer.
You know, what was funny about that was, you know, again, I'm the first one to admit, I went a little overboard. I went nuts in it. It was a Japanese culture that I was raised in. Even the Americans that I lived with in Boston, I eventually worked with the Kushi Foundation and ran summer conferences for them. You know, I was really getting into the whole business world. And I said, wow, this is going to be my life.
You are very well versed in nutrition and supplements.
Yeah, exactly. What I was going to bring up was, The biggest thing that I respect about macrobiotics was it was putting me in touch at first, where I thought it was a little nutty with my exercise physiology training and my university and master's study. You know, I thought this was a little hokey, but the bottom line is they were talking about the signs of disease first coming from fatigue, and they were getting me in touch with the idea that every food that you have has a certain energy to it. Where it's grown, how you cut, how you prepare the food, all of this affects not only the food that is grown and the makeup of that food, but when you ingest that food, how it turns into the type of person that you will become, whether from physical ailments or not, to even mental and emotional issues. I thought that was all mind-blowing when I first got exposed to it, but now it's like it's normal.
I have a dear friend who's the nephew of Lino Stanchich, and after I wrote the book and I gave it to him, he said, you've got to meet Lino. He just took care of my father. So I'm very, very in awe of Michio and Lino, and I think everyone needs to just learn from them and read as much as you can about all the different principles out there about reversing disease. There's many different ways in America to reverse diseases, by the way. And I'm so happy to say that there are other doctors out there, DOs, chiropractors, that have actually reversed the autoimmune disease, the autoimmune hepatitis. And the person or the patient that got reversed found me first and then found the doctors. So it's really, really important that you just keep on looking for the right doctor. And don't stop until you feel right. Follow your intuition.
Well, I love what you're saying, Denise, because that is the main point. The point of this podcast is there is hope, and it's not just from wishful thinking, but it's actually been physically done, that these changes do have a powerful influence on your health. It is important to work with someone who's experienced, who's already done it. I mean, in the athletic world, it's really simple. I tell kids that I teach all the time who are aspiring to be number one on their high school team, to going for college scholarships, to also, of course, high-performance athletes. You know, it's all been done is really the point. And that if you're looking to achieve at that level, really all it is about finding who has successfully done something and just simply copying it.
That is correct. And please, please, please don't be scared by the MDs who don't know this. It's not that they're bad people. It's just that they have a lack of information, and their training is only traditional American medicine. That's not a complete training. You need to learn holistic environment. Those particular doctors don't put any credibility into the foods that you eat are important, and they really will affect your health. So we need to teach them. We need to elevate them and to help them to know that there is a correlation. We need both medicine and nutrition. Medicine is one of the best emergency medicine medical industries is in America. However, the autoimmune diseases are escalating at an exponential rate. We need to incorporate health and nutrition to heal our bodies. And that's why I wrote Curing Courtney, because if I could save one kid from all the torture that Courtney had to go through, and I could save their lives and not have to have them go into a liver transplant, then the book is worth it. Jonathan, I found about 25 or 30. It's a beautiful thing, and now it's growing. So if anybody wants me, I want to give them the website. It's www.curingcourtney.com. Curing, and her name is Courtney, .com. And then you can email me at denise@curingcourtney.com.
It's terrific. Denise, thank you so much for your time. I also want to thank again for the final time our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, you can visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Denise, it's really great to spend this time with you. And I really like that final point that you were making about the idea that do what's comfortable and what's in your heart. Because macrobiotic diet, that was great for me for a while. I incorporate other things now, like, you know, non-cooked salads and fresh juices and things like this that, you know, macrobiotics wasn't really talking about, but I got the fermented foods from them, you know, going to the farmer's market. I mean, the bottom line is your message is so clear. Do what's in your heart that feels right. Clean up your diet without a doubt. I mean, those are just such valuable things that you're telling people.
And live, and you'll live a healthier and a more fun and a longer life.
Thank you, Denise. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.